I never want to have a general waiting online. So, good morning. How are you?
That's fine. No problem.
Well,
I believe me, I've waited before in line.
Let's talk about Defense Secretary Robert Gates. He's announced that he's leaving the Obama administration next year, that he's going to retire. His departure will come after the president finishes his review of the military strategy for Afghanistan. What's this mean?
Well, it's going to be a loss. He has been an absolutely superb Secretary of State, and I don't think there's anybody who would contest that. And finding a really excellent Secretary of State has proven over the years for presidents to be a very major challenge. And if you start going back in your mind and thinking about who have been the great Secretaries of Defense, Gates is a standout as compared to his predecessor, especially. So it's going to be a challenge. It doesn't mean that it's going to have a negative effect on the military or whatever, and his timing, I think, is excellent. But it's going to be difficult for the president.
And thinking about our conversation, you know, I don't know why this popped into my brain, but I thought back to Secretary Alexander Haig and how high profile he was, and he seemed to be such a news hound, and Robert Gates seemed to be the anti-Haig, if you will.
That is a very good analysis. He isn't, but he's certainly more effective than Mr. Haig was. And he hasn't announced that he's going to run the country, which is a good thing. He's been excellent. I mean, if you look at the things that he has done, and the things that are not in just advising the president on running the war, where he's been a huge strength for President Obama, but also in tackling some of the issues that are a problem in the Pentagon. I mean, he relieved the Secretary of the Air Force and the Chief of Staff of the Air Force for interfering in the awarding of contracts. I don't remember Secretary of Defense doing that, certainly in the last 20 years, anything like that. And certainly it was well-founded that he did it. And more recently, he has determined to remove 50 general officer slots and close a four-star command in Southern Virginia. That's an enormous decision in terms of the military, as you can imagine. He has made some very courageous, well thought out decisions, in my opinion.
Now, in talking about what's going on in the Middle East, especially Afghanistan, we heard of a recent Middle East bombing. General, from what you understand, from what you see, do you think we're ready to pull out of there yet? Are those people ready to start taking care of their own affairs?
I'm not sure they're ever going to be ready. That's. I have the enormous of faith in General Petraeus, and I also think that the president did the right thing. And doing the surge, as difficult a decision that must have been for him, and because I think what the effort is to try to make it work. What discourages me is that the Alexander the Great couldn't make it work there. Philip of Macedonia couldn't make it work there. In fact, he ended up marrying one of the warlord's wives to quiet the place down in his rear when he tried to go to China. The British couldn't make it work there. The Russians couldn't make it work there. This culture in Afghanistan is so different and contentious, and the whole business of warlords and tribes. I'm fearful frankly, that they will make it work, but I think it's appropriate to try and give it our best shot, and then I think it's appropriate to leave, and I think that's where we're headed.
We're talking with retired Major General Donald E. Edwards. You're listening to the Tony Connelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. So as Mr. Gates steps away, who do you think will be the leading candidates to take his position?
I don't know of anybody. It's really interesting. I haven't heard any rumors. I made some calls last night. I'm sure that the president and his team will spread a very wide net. Remember that Gates was a distinct surprise for a lot of people, but it turned out his background was excellent. There nobody comes to mind immediately. History has shown in the last several successions of secretaries of defense that former members of Congress, Les Aspin, Senator Cohen, for instance, were selected. And there's some people out there, if they would do it. For instance, Senator Sam Nunn, retired of Georgia, who is chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, would be a strong contender if he would do it. And he's turned it down in the past. So I think we're going to have to wait and see here for a couple of weeks and how this evolves.
You just spoke of a culture of violence and warlords, and the culture extends hundreds and hundreds of years. I can remember reading where there are efforts to try and get the youth of those cultures in Iraq and Afghanistan to change. But that doesn't seem to be the case. But I always wonder, don't these people just get tired of the war and the bickering and the fighting, and don't they want a better life for their kids?
Unfortunately, that isn't their concept. And being fair to them, remember what went on in Northern Ireland, who were, you know, a Western civilization for years and years and years. This is so ingrained in their character. The answer, unfortunately, is no. And the rights of women, of course, are deplorable. And if we leave and it reverts to its old self, then the women in Afghanistan are going to pay a truly terrible price.
Well, we've been talking with Major General Donald E. Edwards. Thanks so much, General. We appreciate your time.
Happy to do it. Take care.